So I'm here with Davo after a 0-0 home draw with Kings Langley in the league. Well, first of all, Davo, you must be absolutely delighted with a point against a team that are flying high at the top of the table and are a very good side.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've come here as league leaders. You can see why. They're a good side. Got some good, very good players. You know, well managed. They test you tactically. You know, change things a lot in terms of their shape and the formations that they go with. And we were a match for it. I mean, I felt like we were a step ahead of them, or certainly stride for stride with them tactically. Of what every change they made, we were ready for it. And you know, credit to the scouting that we do, and also the way that we approach things, and we told the team what we were likely to do, what we may do if we need to change in certain ways. But the good thing was is that it was you know, who reacts first. You know, they had to change their formation to counter what we were doing. So that's a big credit to all of our lads. And I'm really pleased with the point. To get a point against a side that are top of the league, whether it's home or away, you know, it's not to be sniffed at. So yeah, really, really pleased with it. And yeah, I felt like maybe we could have got the three in the end, but you know, we're really pleased with the point.
And I suppose on the first half, a great first half and a tough first half in equal measure, really. You picked up another couple of injuries, as if injuries and problems like that weren't bad enough. You've ended up with another two. But then in terms of the great stuff, the balance of play in the first half, I mean, I don't think I'd be unfair to say that you edged it and probably looked like the better side.
I thought that. I mean, up the slope as well, it's always difficult. But yeah, obviously we lost Craig Martin after 3 or 4 minutes. I hadn't been able to play. We had lots of players missing, as everyone's bored of me saying. So you know, it was going to be difficult, and we had to make a change after 6 or 7 minutes, and then we've had to change Chalky as well at half time, and I thought he was absolutely causing havoc in the final third with his quality and his touches and stuff like that, and they were certainly would have been concerned about his performance, and I'm sure they were pleased he came off. But hopefully he's okay. You know, safety first for us, paramount is make sure he's okay. And whilst he wanted to play on, you know, we were insistent he came off. We felt like he'd got knocked out, but he was certainly a bit all over the place at half time. That's why we brought him off.
And a bit of a strange half-time team talk it must have been. Obviously, Chalky, as you say, got banged to the head and was a bit all over the place. But that happened virtually right on the half-time whistle. And obviously, a couple of the medical team and yourself going over to check, and a couple of players staying out. So maybe a bit of a strange half-time team talk.
Yeah, it was. And you know, the message we want to get across was how good we were in the first half. I thought we were excellent. And you know, it was a bit funny when you're not sure if a lad's going to be okay or not. And it right until the last minute or so before we come out, we thought we were going to go with him. But as soon as he stood up, he looked a little bit wobbly, and we were insistent he came off. So yeah, it was a strange one, but we wanted to get the message across of how good we were, because we were excellent in that first half. We created things, we defended well, we kept the ball when we could, sometimes we went in behind him, other times we kept it. Everything about what we've been working towards was there on show in the first half. I thought our front three caused them immense amounts of problems. As I said, Chalky was excellent. Rob Carr, I thought he was immense. And, you know, and Simmer as well. But I thought everything about the first half was very decent. And it was a strange half-time team talk with all the sort of melee of things that are going on. But you know, we sent them out and said, you know, go out and do it again and see if we can get the 3 points. And I thought they did it again in the second half, to be honest.
And you came out, you were very strong at the start of the second half, kept them out. And I know they've scored, obviously, a lot of goals either side of half-time in that sort of five-minute period. And you managed to keep them at bay for that. Second half, you played well. A lack of probably real quality of chances. I'm not sure they had too many, but possibly they edged the second half in terms of balance of play and throwing them forward. And it looked like they were desperate for 3 points.
Yeah, maybe they did edge it a little bit. I mean, they went to a 4-2-4 in the end. That's how desperate they were for the 3 points. They needed the 3 points, you know, and they're going to go home pig sick that they only got a point. So you know, they probably came here expecting the three, and they didn't get it. So they were certainly you know, throwing men forward, which makes it difficult for us. We don't know whether to, you know, counteract that, defend it, or can we go at them and get the goal. And I thought that in the main we did it quite well. We kept things quite contained defensively, but also possessed a real threat on the break. I thought Sim and Rob and Craig Stanley, who came on, I thought he was excellent as well. On the break, we looked really lively, and you know, they looked like there was one or two breaks that lads were convinced the ball crossed the line on one cross, and you know, there was the goal disallowed and the last header, and you know, that seemed a bit harsh on us as well. But yeah, in the main, I don't think they can argue that we warranted a point. I personally thought if anyone deserved to win, it was us, but I'm sure they probably think the same. But for me, I thought we just about edged the game as a whole.
And the last 10 or 15 minutes, a little bit strange for a game, maybe this time of the season. It became almost a basketball game, and they would sort of break, burst forward, have an attack, and then the ball would, as you say, you weren't sure, and suddenly you were throwing men forward and breaking for an attack, and again they would get the ball back and the same would happen. And that was sort of the way the last 10 or 15 minutes panned out, really.
Yeah, it did. It was a funny game. Like I said, I think earlier in the season it wouldn't have ever gone that way, but the situation of the league for them, they had to get 3 points. They probably thought they had to get 3 points today, and you know, that's probably why it went that way. We weren't just going to sit there and go, yeah, go on then, we'll happily take a point. We're not going to do that. We're not that scared of them. We're not scared of anyone. So we're not going to just sit and go, yeah, come on, give us a point. We'll snatch a point from anywhere. You know, we're not that sort. Equally, we wanted to respect the point that was there for us, but we wanted to have a bit of a go at them as well. And so that's why it probably went the way it did. But I thought we looked more threatening than them, because I thought we defended better than them on the day.
And again, a little bit strange that you've had to play them because of fixtures and the rearrangements, but you've now got to play them again away from home in a couple of weeks' time. So not only have you played them tonight, but you've got them in sort of a week and a half, 2 weeks' time. And again, that'll be a tough game at their place, and the situation won't have changed. They'll still be gunning for the league. And I guess the game may or may not pan out the same way.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be probably more... If they don't get a goal early, which I'm sure they'll be trying to get, they'll be even more frantic than they were today, probably. But, you know, tonight was a free hit, really. No one expected us to get anything, and we got a point. The away game will be even more of a free hit, which I said to him at half-time and before the game. It makes you a dangerous animal at times. If you've got that ability to win games, and also whilst... it shouldn't mean much to us, you know, so the pressure isn't there for us. We can just go out and enjoy it. And I thought that's what we did today. I was really pleased with it. The absolute massive credit to the lads. They could, you know, they could be on the beach, really, as the saying goes, and not worrying about grafting for 90 minutes and not running that extra yard. But that's not the makeup of the squad that we've got and what we demand of them. And, you know, they gave us everything today. And I'm really pleased that they got the point. I always say to them, you know, if you won't win games unless you put a performance in, so all we ever ask them for is a performance. And it was proven today they put in a great performance and they got a really well-earned point.
And just very quickly, again, Potter's Bar at home on Saturday, another home game. Another tough challenge in terms of the squad that's available to you, but having said that, you must also be brimming with confidence in terms of what your form's been like over the last 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, Potter's Bar have rolled us over twice. We've been we took an understrength side there in the cup, lost. We went there in the league a week or so later and we were dreadful, worst we've been all season. So yeah, we certainly owe ourselves a performance against them, and you know, it'd be tough. They're on a pretty good run, and they're a half decent side. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. We'll look forward to it. Hopefully, we can get 11 players fit and ready to go.
Well, congratulations on the point tonight, and best of luck for Saturday.
Cheers, mate.